It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this afternoon's edition of Ozarks, creating a new home for Habitat for Humanity in Benton County. Plus, work, spirituality, and wisdom discussed at the upcoming Work at Wisdom Conference in Fayetteville.
And the latest CD from Brian and Terry Kinder. It's a Halloween-themed CD called Spooky, and they'll perform one of the songs inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Support for KUAF comes from Pilates Plus, offering Pilates mat and equipment classes, plus private instruction with comprehensively trained instructors. Massage, yoga classes, and Pole Place Fitness Studio are also available. More information is available at PilatesPlusNWA.com or 287-4519.
The Faye Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville made a big announcement yesterday. The school announced that it will be the new home for the Midwest Office of the National Parks Service's Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program. The program supports community-led natural resource conservation and outdoor recreation projects. Though the program does not fund projects, it provides technical and professional assistance for communities that want to conserve rivers, preserve open space, or develop trails and greenways. Jeff Shannon is the dean of the Faye Jones School of Architecture. He says the relocation of the program's St. Louis office to Fayetteville is a benefit to the U of A, especially when considering the university's focus on the environment and sustainability.
The National Park Service is certainly a major federal player in conservation and preservation of land and artifacts. So I think it speaks well of the intentions of the university under Dr. Gerhardt's leadership. It also connects this office to our landscape architecture department. The National Park Service is the largest employer of landscape architects in the world.
Shannon says the university's association could result in other benefits, such as internships and design reviews for students, and architecture school faculty could derive projects from community projects that are sponsored by the office.
Northwest Arkansas Community College is one step closer to finding its next president. Late last week, the college announced it's narrowed the list of potential candidates for the job to four people. Those candidates include Joe Alice Blunden, the chancellor at Arkansas Tech University's Ozark campus, Evelyn Jorgensen, the president at Moberly Area Community College, Missouri, Anthony Kinkle, the president of Wichita Area Technical College, and Carol Spencer, the executive director of the Academic Program Articulation Steering Committee in Arizona. The four candidates will be interviewed in person during the first week of November at Northwest Arkansas Community College, Bentonville campus.
Little Rock's airport yesterday was the site of a protest over the lack of third-party candidates in the presidential debates. The demonstration was held near the counter of Southwest Airlines, which is a sponsor of the debates. Global Political Awakening member Mark Daniels believes the debate commission is tightly controlled by politicians and does not allow for equal political representation.
We've got a sign out here that says, free to choose any seat on your flight, Southwest Airlines, but forced to choose from two parties. The CPD claims its mission is to provide the most accurate information to American viewers. However, a debate commission that is headed up by big wigs from the Democratic and Republican parties and creates a 15% polling requirement isn't trying to encourage inclusivity. They are trying to prevent it.
The Little Rock protest comes as a larger national movement in opposition to the practices of the debate commission and its sponsors. Global Political Awakening is also promoting its own presidential debate this evening at 8, which will be streamed at freeandequal.org.
The Flaming Lips will soon take the stage in Fayetteville. The band will play 9 o'clock Sunday night, November 4th, at Barnhill Arena for the University of Arkansas's Fall 2012 Headliner Concert. Beginning today through Saturday, currently enrolled students can reserve one ticket, but tickets for the general public will go on sale at 9 o'clock Friday morning. Public tickets will cost $35 and be available through the Walton Arts Center website. More information is available at newswire.uark.edu.
This is Ozarks at Large.